Eggy here. I want to just give a quick update on the burpee challenge. I am now officially at day 25 of the burpee challenge. Day 23, I was not feeling so good and I didn't do the burpees. So what I ended up doing was I said, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get out of the bed. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do 200 burpees throughout the day to make up for the 100 that I missed on the 23rd day, just a couple days ago. And that worked out pretty good. What do I notice about the burpee right now? I am definitely on a schedule now. It's like become something that I do every day, that to the point where if I don't do it, I can feel my body's telling me, hey, you need to do this. Day 21, I actually did 100 burpees in the 11th fucking hour. That's how late in the day it was when I got those done. I feel great. So just know that I'm changing a lot, my diet, my eating diet. There's a lot of other changes that are taking place that makes this 100 burpees challenge possible. So now that I'm not doing all of this shit and I'm not eating all of this shit that used to slow me down, man, it's amazing how much my body has recovered, how much my body has recovered. I'm really excited, really happy. I'm feeling really good. My legs are definitely, I feel like I'm gaining weight, but I'm not gaining weight. You understand? When I put on my jeans, they're very tight. They feel tighter than they normally feel. And so I know something's definitely happening with the legs. I don't feel a difference in the chest region because I normally wear loose shirts. But I think if I wore medium shirts, I'd probably notice I feel a difference in the medium. My breathing has gotten so much better since I started doing this. There's a lot of good things happening here. It sucks that this is coming to an end, but it's not going to end. I will always do burpees every day from here on out because it's now automatic. Like my body tells me you need this exercise. So I just fucking do it. And it feels fucking great. Yours truly, Eggy.